This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The American family farmer, and manner of speaking, the health, the backbone of the nation around America, agriculturalists are so important, and it's time for us to hold politicians and other people, some of the big corporations responsible, hold their feet to the fire, hold them accountable for the dilapidated food system that we are developing in our country that's not based on the American family farmer anymore, and local food, it just isn't. It's just big corporation. They call that farm progress. No, not as far as I'm concerned. We are in the purpose of this program, understanding or reviewing what it is that I'm trying to do here, is to overview problems that you may have as an American family farmer running a farm business, the locavores who support what we do, our listeners, about food and family and the farm. So the election, as I look at some of the news this week, there still is this focus on the election, the important ag issues. Actually, that was part of the program last week and the podcast that is up this week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. We took a look at the results of the election, and I want to spend a little bit more time on that. But as long as I'm talking about the last podcast that's up there, they're all in order, and we give you a little information, a little insight as to what the podcast is about. Winter weather is the focus of part of our conversation on last week's American Family Farmer, and in this week's podcast, the effect it'll have on crops next year. And then we did spend a lot of time talking about the midterm election. Also a conversation with Lauren Palmer, who is the owner of Bloomsbury Organic Farm. She was very inspiring, I thought. She has a lot of college experience and degrees, but she comes from the farm. Her background is in social work and also being on the farm. So she's created this neat organic farm. She's got a lot of community involvement in it. She built the farm herself from the ground up, sells her organic vegetables at farmers markets all over the place, and has expanded the farm since she got started about 7-8 years ago. It was a nice story. It was a great story, news. And so you'll benefit from it listening to the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I also opine over the Department of Transportation requirements for livestock and produce haulers, which is ridiculous. I'm just so damn sick of the government and all. Every time you turn around, the government this, the government that, and they don't make things safer or better. They're just collecting. It's like the toll taker having an office or booth at the end of your driveway. It's disgusting. All right, so let's get to what some people think are the benefits of having the Trump administration, the tariffs and the trade war. I was looking at the review of some of the farmers, some of this stuff. This is actually something that I saw on the Yahoo website. It's not where you necessarily go for farm information. The story of Trent Loss, who is a sixth-generation Nebraska farmer. He described the farm and ranch community there as the most resilient community that we have, and I think generally he was speaking about all farmers. Yes, we are a resilient group. He says we understand that we take care of creation, and by taking care of the land, the water, the produce, the essentials of life, food, fiber, pharmaceuticals, fuel, that all comes from our toil and from the soil. We understand that we are willing to suffer short-term pain for long-term gain. And that's how he refers to the trade wars, the policies, some of the things that we get from the government. I was just speaking about what is unwanted, and he speaks to that as well. He says, we don't need aid. We need fair trade. And he's right. We don't need. The worst thing that has happened to the farmer is to have the government involved. The milk department is the mess. The best example I come up with is the mess created by having the pools, the regional pools. The New England pool, for example, sets the price of milk artificially low because that's all that Suiza and Dean Foods wants to pay for it. So they dictate the price, and that's why all the milk came in from Canada. The government has made a mess of agriculture, like they made a mess. And yet we turn to them, they suck you in by all of these various programs, and we give you grants and do this, that, and the other thing. It's not a good scenario. Anyway, this fellow Luce goes on to talk about the soybeans that are going to China, how much we sold, how much we're not going to sell now. But he talks about finding different markets. And that's really the job of people. Farmers have just farmed. And when I grew up, farmers were farmers. They didn't have to sell the produce. They didn't have to promote it. I remember my second family was, that's where I learned about farming. And one of the things they did was grow lots of potatoes. Every year they would grow acres and acres. I can remember cutting the potatoes for planting. Acres and acres of potatoes on some great, really great land. And they'd harvest them in the fall. And because they were in charge, as many, especially New England farmers, northeastern farmers often were the school bus drivers, school bus operators. So this family farm also ran the school buses in Framingham, the town I grew up in. And in the fall, after the potatoes were harvested, they would have little signs, little things they'd hand out to the kids on the bus, saying the Mayos have this year's potato crop. We're ready to deliver. Call us. Take your order, and we'll deliver the potatoes to you. And they would deliver baskets and the pickup trucks every day after they get home before they milk the cows. They'd bring the potatoes to the various people around town who were buying them. And it was a good business, actually, good way to promote. Can you imagine something like that happening now, where somebody driving something like a school bus has a farm, and they gave a flyer out to some kids on the bus saying, you know, you can buy your potatoes from us, just give us a call. But that's the way it used to be, and that's the way it ought to be. And so that was a way of finding a market. And now we're trying to, I'm using that as an example, we're trying to find markets for our products that aren't going to go to some of the other areas that it used to because of the trade wars. Can we live through it? Yeah, we live through it, but exasperating. It certainly is exasperating. 14 after the hour. Here's something that will help you out a lot. Those of you who want to leave a great lasting impression, this is for people everywhere. The folks at Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system in the world, want you to know how to transform your smile. Doesn't make any difference what you do for a living. The smile is a very important entree, a gateway into how you get along, how people see you. Super white smile, super important. There are a lot of products that have been tried out in the marketplace to get rid of stains from coffee and tea, red wine, smoking, that sort of thing. How many of you have used whitening strips and you found your teeth to be very sensitive after you pull the tray out for the whitening products that you put in the tray? Take you an hour to do that. Well, now you have a 5-minute solution to the problem of whitening your smile. Power Swabs, available only by calling 800-208-1797. If you use the DJV code, you'll get the Power Swabs at half price. So a nice way to whiten up your, and it doesn't cost a lot of money. You go to the dentist, it's $500, $600, $700, $800 to whiten your teeth, and they'll probably be using Power Swabs to do it. Just use them. 5 minutes later, you'll see how your teeth begin to whiten, and you can, and I was going to say complete the product. You just do it each week, 5 minutes, swab your teeth. They'll get whiter, stay whiter. It's a bright white smile you'll have. Great for jobs, great for romance, great for everything. Power Swabs, clinically studied, the patented tooth decay. It's a natural tooth detergents. I didn't say tooth decay, did I? Yes, I did. Patented tooth detergent, whitening agent, lightens up those stains in just 5 minutes. 800-208-1797 is the only way to get power swabs at 50% off. That's right, 50% off the retail price by dialing 800-208-1797 and using the DJV code.
We've all been there. That sinking feeling when the mechanic tells you the repairs to your car are going to be in the hundreds, maybe even thousands. You weren't planning on this. No one ever is. That's why smart people have CarShield, the ultimate in extended vehicle service protection. CarShield gives you peace of mind that out-of-the-blue car repairs won't derail your life. CarShield is committed to creating an exceptional experience by providing dependable, reliable, and affordable coverage solutions for expensive automotive repairs. CarShield has covered more than 600,000 vehicles and paid out over $1 billion in claims. There is a CarShield protection plan for every car and every budget. Check them out today by calling 1-800-667-1125. CarShield plans include towing, roadside assistance, and a rental car while yours is in the shop. Do the smart thing. Call 1-800-667-1125. Again, that's 1-800-667-1125. Don't wait until it's too late. One more time, that's 1-800-667-1125.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. Ferguson.com is designed to help you run your business from the office or from the job site. With 24/7 access to your account, an unmatched online inventory, and tools to manage your own, it's never been easier to do business with us, when and wherever you want. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, earn points for purchasing the products you need and redeem them for merchandise, trips, and more. Get started at Ferguson.com.
Time now for us to get into a conversation about something a lot of farmers are wrestling with, and that's to automate more of the work, the picking of produce, an area where it has been, where a lot of robots have come into the fore, milking cows now, done robotically. We welcome in Paul Bissett, who is a Wall Streeter, actually. He left New York and became a computation scientist. What in the world, Paul, is a computation scientist?
Computational scientist is an oceanographer that plays with computers.
Aha. So how do you take your stripes from NOAA and NASA, people like that, and turn them into something that can be used on the farm?
Well, so years ago, I became an oceanographer building large-scale, massively parallel computer simulations for global carbon cycling. And in doing that, we were predicting the color and clarity of the water. And the Navy said, man, I need some of that. So they picked me up, and I started working for the Navy for about a decade. And through that process, began building sensors for aircraft and satellites that would take pictures of the water and tell you how deep it is and what's on the bottom and, you know, where mud is and where sand is on beaches so that they could help move people from onshore or offshore to onshore. That equipment, those imagers, made lots of data. You can imagine, you know, your iPhone today takes a picture, and we took thousands of those. And back then, we had to store them on big computers and then pass them around the Internet. And so, you know, each step of the way is kind of a twisted path, but I was doing things for others that had applications associated with them. And eventually we developed a large-scale cloud computing company that was purchased and had done a bunch of vision systems. And those vision systems and cloud computing systems actually feed into robotics. And so I'm starting to work with a company here in Tampa, Florida to look for strawberries and pick strawberries, a company that's been around for about 5 years, and they needed some help, and I was more than happy to jump in and help them.
So we're going to focus on robotics, starting with how you pick strawberries, and see how broad we can make automation on the farm and if it's good or not. 21 after the hour.
Hot hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects, big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer, concentrating mostly on the growth and development of Jersey heifers on my farm. I've done a lot of haying the last 4 or 5 years since I got rid of my big dairy herd. I don't need to support myself, so I'm selling a lot of hay. But I am very seriously in the process of converting to hemp, growing hemp on a lot of the land that I have. It requires a lot of different tools, and I don't know how much of it can be automated. We'll find out. Paul Bissett is here with us. He is the COO of Harvest Robotics. Harvest Crow Robotics, C-R-O-O. What's the impact of that? Crew. What is it? Harvest, how do you pronounce it?
Crew. Harvest Crew.
Harvest Crew, as in C-R-O, C-R-E-W in a manner of speaking. Why that name? Sorry, Kerry. Yeah, what does that signify?
Well, CREW stands for Computerized Robotic Optimized Obtainer, and really it's about replacing a human crew, harvesting crew, with a robotic crew. So it was another way to go after that sort of name.
So are there, this is, you were talking about working with a strawberry producer. The largest manufacturer, it's almost like a manufacturing company, Driscoll Farm, or Farms, largest grower of fruits in the country, maybe in the world, have hydroponics mostly as their standard, and they have a lot of automation as well to collect the fruits that they're growing. Is this a move to make fruits and vegetables that we eat every day more affordable? How will this impact the farm in terms of using these machines, buying them, servicing them, keeping them? How is that not more or just as much of a problem as having a human being doing this stuff?
Well, that would be a problem. If you look at today's business model for strawberry farmers, they really don't own equipment to harvest their fruits. They contract out for services with a human crew, either a domestic crew or, in the case of Florida, which is 80% H-2A labor, a foreign crew that comes in and harvests their fruit. So that business model lends itself to a robotics as a service business where we would do the same sort of thing, bring robots onto the farm and pick the fruit.
How do they look? What kind of that? I'm kind of curious. I'm going to go to your website. What is this? Does it move on its own? You have to move. I guess I'm trying to visualize or get a picture in the head of the people listening as to what they're actually, what the machine looks like and how is it operated. Does somebody just push a button and it does everything? How does this all work?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Imagine a 25,000-pound vehicle moving through the field, and underneath it are hanging 16 spinning robots that reach down and gently pick a strawberry every 3 seconds.
How does it know there's a strawberry? I'm going to get silly with my questions. Forgive me. How does it know that there's a strawberry there? What sort of sensing devices did you?
Yeah, so the way they pick strawberries today, it's pretty simple. Is, you know, somebody moves the leaves out of the way and spinning their hand around these leaves to move the leaves out of the way. They use their two eyeballs to say, well, that looks like a good piece of fruit. And then they reach out and they grab that fruit and they put just the right amount of tension on the stem and then turn it real quickly to pull the calyx off of the stem without damaging the fruit or the plant. And they put it in a package. And we do about the same thing.
This is so foreign to me because I just grew up doing all the work, and the white guys wouldn't do the work, and now we can't find people from anywhere supposedly to do the work. I don't understand what that's all about, too, looking at the unemployment picture, but let's talk about that in a different angle of looking at this. Paul Bissett from Harvest Crew Robotics here, talking about robotics on the phone.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now. 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. Paul Bissett is here with us from Harvest Crow Robotics. Crow Crew, I keep doing the crow because it looks like a crow, even though it's crew. C-R-O-O, which is a euphemism for the kind of robotics that may hold the key to our sustainable food future. Why is that? Why do we need these things?
So if you look at the people who have traditionally harvested our fresh fruits and vegetables, they've been migrants in the United States for the last couple hundred years, to be honest with you. And between the increase in economic opportunities in all of the countries that have brought supplied those migrant workers, and the aging of the population, the supply of those people to pick those fruits and vegetables for us is dwindling, and it's dwindling at an ever-increasing rate. They're just not there. And if you look at the population forecasted through 2040 and 2100, it's only going to get worse.
Isn't it amazing? We see all these people, and we have all these discussions about legal immigration, illegal immigration, all the jobs that there are here. I did not grow up with the experience you just described. I grew up in a farming community that was all white. They were all men, a few women here and there, but mostly men, and they all did the work that you've just described. And it wasn't until maybe the last 35, 40 years that there's been an influx of Hispanic influence, Jamaican influence here in my neck of the woods, and they only come, as you said, they're part of the government programs. They are around sometimes only a couple of months to pick the harvest. But that wasn't the case. I never saw a black man or Hispanic or anybody working on a farm in my region of the country until I was well in my late 20s, early 30s. And so I know that it's happened that way elsewhere. I'm just making an observation. And now we talk about all the people who are on unemployment. And I just don't get it. I mean, it's not what we're really talking about, but I just don't get why there is a problem when you see these many people on government programs as we have. Anyway, having said that, this is a need that somehow or other has been created. We never create products until there's a need. You saw a need. You cleverly created this machine that is now just picking strawberries. But I can imagine you could use the same sort of thing, just to tweak it a little, for raspberries, blueberries, right? I mean, you could use this for almost any kind of fruit and vegetable.
Certain ones that, you know, have the same motion where you reach out and you grab it and then put it in a package. It has adjacent markets in the United States of apples and apricots and things on the ground like cucumbers and squash or fresh tomatoes.
Yeah, right. All right, so if you can, you feel free to comment on what I said about all of the immigrants, illegal and legal, coming into our country and working on farms. You say that that's not going to be enough, even though we seem to think that we're getting swamped with migrants coming into our country. They're all like they were coming out of an anthill. But where are they working? Go ahead.
I know it may seem like that, but if you just look at the economics, like I said, Florida and the Southeast, 80% of the farm labor is H-2A, meaning somebody goes out of country and scoops up 150 people and says, come here and work. Mm-hmm. Between 2009 and 2013, of the 12 million migrants, both illegal and otherwise, in the United States, we lost 1 million people going back across the border to Mexico. And it's not us estimating that. That's a Pew Research report. You can go look it up. Going back across the border because of economic opportunities in Mexico. In this segment of the industry in the United States, we have a real labor problem. And this year on Gary's farm, one of the co-founders, we lost almost $1 million in fruit that was left on the ground because we lost one of our H-2A contractors. Mm-hmm. It didn't get picked.
Yeah. So now you don't have to worry about that. That's a great question in and of itself. What about waste? What about the as you said, a lot of fruit gets left not picked properly. The machines are tooled to not leave anything behind, right? So is there less of a waste problem using these things?
Well, we're still in the process of, you know, finalizing prototypes and getting them commercialized. It is our expectation that we will be able to clear more of the fruit and be able to separate it so it doesn't get wasted. That's our hope and our goal.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of people, so it took 30 people to do what one of these machines does. How many people does it take to operate the machine?
Our goals is to actually have one person operate 10 of these things. And then have a support staff of a couple people, but they share it over a larger number of vehicles as, you know, the picking claws get cleaned, and on a daily basis we do the operations and maintenance of it.
I keep chuckling because this is so, the reason I wanted to have you here, it's the antithesis of farming as far as I'm concerned. When I think of farming, I think of people baling hay, people plowing fields, people in all of these, you know, the newer tractors are all loaded with all kinds of computers. You just sit in it, you start it, you can take a nap, and it'll do all of the work for you. It's kind of like flying a plane today. Nobody really is flying the plane. It flies itself. So can we envision robotics? I know in dairying we've had an influx, a large influx, in some of the, because these dairy farms, these huge, awful, terrible places where there are thousands of cows, they don't even have people milking them. They go into a milking parlor and there's a robotic milker. And it just, you know, it seems to take, I guess, the romance. I'm a romantic farmer, Paul. And these damn things take all the romance out of farming. Huh?
No, I got it. So one of the Gary's taglines of why he did it is because he wanted to make farming fun again. In our case, the labor problem is so extreme, and managing the labor is so difficult that it's just not fun to be a farmer. and the costs are increasing 20% a year, and there's fewer and fewer people who are willing to work at what we need to get done.
I'll give you that. It's less fun, again, in the dairy business, been ruined by one big company and one organization and the government together. And that reminds me, because the government is everywhere. What does the government say about these machines? How you have to build them to any kind of standard, or do they leave you alone because there's no human beings involved and you pick the stuff and market it as you will?
I suspect that they will step in at some point in time. Certainly there'll be some regulations about cleanliness of the equipment and food safety. At the moment, they've kind of left us alone.
Yeah. Well,
hopefully we'll do so until such point in time there's a demonstrated problem.
Yeah, exactly. So this thing all the way around, let's talk about that, the food safety issue, quality controlling what happens. Just take us through, if you will. The machine goes out into the field. Do you leave it out, or does it come in at night? What do you do with the machine when it's not being used during dark hours? You can use it during daylight hours, or can you pick 24 hours a day with this machine?
Actually, in our case, we're going to pick overnight.
Fruit
is it's less likely to be bruised under cooler temperatures, and we actually save energy in the coolers. We have to get that fruit off the plant, into a package, onto a truck, into the cooler in about an hour. That's the scale and pace of operations today. Mm-hmm. And it's got to get down to 34 degrees so that it can sit on the shelf in your grocery store for a week.
That's another thing. Whether it actually still has value after it's been trucked around for a week is a question. How much of it goes into facilities that will freeze the fruit or the vegetables? A lot of people think that that's a better way of doing it. Pick them and freeze them, and they're much better for you than the stuff that's supposedly fresh that's trucked across the country.
Well, the government guidelines are 5 cups of fresh fruits and vegetables a day.
Right.
And if you think back in time, most of our fruits and vegetables came to us canned and then frozen because of the difficulties of getting them to the market. There's a lot of movement afoot to accelerating the amount of fresh fruits and vegetables we eat, not providing less and forcing us back into canned or frozen food. In the strawberry markets, about 10% goes to what they call processed or frozen food.
I'm so fascinated by this. Looking at pictures of the machine, it looks like you took the elements of, you must have taken some core. What's the chassis? You have a tractor in there someplace? I see wheels.
Our Berry 4 platform was actually a farming aid for strawberries that was modified for us. Berry 5 is a complete custom designed and built vehicle. It's all electric with a small diesel engine that provides power to the electric motors throughout the vehicle. You can think of it as a really big Prius.
Oh, really? Okay. It doesn't look like the Terminator monsters that come in and shoot everybody up with those horrible, what do they call them?
Terminator.
The Terminator, yeah, but there's another, the beings that change.
Transformers.
Transformers, that's it too, yeah.
Yes. If you pick up the light shields and looked at all the spinning robots around the plants, you may wonder if they're not a transformer in there. It can be quite an operation.
Yeah. We're bringing you, use your vivid imagination. Go to Harvest Crew, HARVESTCROO.com, to get a gander at this. We'll pause for a moment and spend another minute or so with Mr. Bissett. We were talking about fruits and vegetables, perfect entree into what Texas Superfoods has done for you in creating this complete organic line. It's a line. They have a lot of great products that you can see at TexasSuperfood.com. The main one that has me intrigued is the one I'm using every day, Texas Superfood Complete Organic. These come in capsule form or powder form. They have captured in each and every single one of these capsules pieces of 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables. They pick them. Maybe they're going to become a market. Maybe they use these robotic things to pick the fruit, and then it's dried and powdered, and they put them in the capsules, and every day you can benefit your immune system, especially from having all these naturally grown fruits and vegetables in capsule form, 55 of them, something that is delivered. You take four of them in the morning and four of them at night, and you got everything that you need. Texas Superfood Complete Organic, available by going to texassuperfood.com/Doug. Get their full line of nutritional products. Try them all out. But start with Texas Superfood Complete Organic. See how it makes you feel, what it does to your body. It's a superb product. Really, a lot of great stuff there. It's awesome. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman Mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at craftsman.com and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
The American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen here with a postscript, something to think about, new meanings, terms that take on new meanings. If you're an urbanite, not into suburban living, or maybe not even on the farm. Fewer and fewer people are on the farm. The term farm, in fact, city folks, when they hear the term farm, it seems simple enough. They've stretched it to mean incorporated residential subdivisions. So farms, you get this farm, and it becomes a beautiful Eastley farm, and it's a housing development. No. No. Next term, new meaning, meadow. Used to mean a peaceful grass track. Now meadows are another term for concrete and subdivision. Right? Again, that's it. Come to Friendly Meadows to live. Here's another term, lane. Still means dead end, even in suburbia and on the farm. Let's see, what other thing? Plow. Here's some farmers plowed ground to turn it over. It's morphed into having one's brain rolled under by drugs or alcohol. Country terms from the farm with new meaning. Grass, we know about that. Grass used to be what we fed the cows. Now it's something you smoke. Hash, same thing, right? Stack, used to refer to hay and straw being stacked. Now the term has morphed into genetic modification of far more than hay crops, if you know what I mean. Fishing, the term morphed into fishing with a PH, means dangling a hook or trying to get somebody to do something online instead of just going out and throwing a reel into the water. So some ideas, just kind of cute things that are changing in meaning. Here on the American Family Farmer, Paul Bissett is here with us from Harvest Crew Robotics. So when you try to sell this to other farmers, do they look at you like you're crazy, or are they embracing what you do when they come watch this thing work? What do farmers say?
So funny enough, we have about 70% of the strawberry industry that are actually investors in the company.
Really?
What they're telling us is, excuse me, what they're telling us is, if you don't get to market soon, we're going to go out of business.
Really? Wow.
Yeah,
you mean their farms are going to go out of business because they can't get pickers?
Exactly. Other thing is that the labor rates in California, which is where most of the strawberries are grown, they're going up really, really fast due to minimum wage laws. And,
yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. The government again. The government. They should get paid what they deserve. They should be in some kind of incentive to pay them for how many boxes of fruit they pick during the day, but that's not going to happen. So all the fruit is stored in this machine until you get to some point, then it's transferred. I mean, I don't want to get too much into the operational thing, but you move them. At some point, humans have to be involved in this, right? When you pick them, do humans get involved in sorting them and packing them?
Our goal is no. We'll do that automatically. We do need some humans involved in moving them at the moment from the vehicle to the trucks to the cooler.
Yeah.
We hope to someday replace those, too.
All right. Robotics. The farm is changing, man. It sure is. Paul Bissette from Harvest Crow Robotics at harvestcrow.com.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields and the spring that turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown that got him on his feet with handshake of money. Here's to
American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. I want to talk, I guess I'm thinking about these robotics and what goes on with robotics and how the educational level of people who are working on the farm, who are working in the production of food in our country, how it all has changed. I said, if you heard me a little while ago, the romance of being on the farm certainly is being swept away. I don't want it to be gone from my farm. And I won't buy the new tractors. I just rely on the older stuff because I think it's more reliable. Having said that, though, there are a lot of people that are coming around that are helping educate me on doing things better and smarter. One of the best fields for new college graduates appears to be agriculture. And developing products like this gentleman who was just on with us, I noticed here in Massachusetts, because it's cranberry time, it's for Thanksgiving, all the cranberries harvested and that sort of thing, and there's a new machine that has been developed to basically get the cranberries out of the bogs in a more efficient way, 60% more efficient than was the case even 5-6 years ago. But now there are people who are in this business who are not farmers, they're business people, doing a lot of growing, and there are good employment opportunities for people who are college graduates that want to get into agriculture, management, the business of farming. It may be the doing of farming. A lot of the people we specialize in bringing to you on this program are folks who have gone through school, they want to go back to the farm or go to the farm, and they take their expertise mostly in the promotion department, using social media, that kind of stuff, but also learning how to run a business, which is one of the problems farmers have always had because they weren't great business people. So if you're looking for one of the best fields in the future and you want to go to college, agriculture is certainly a pretty good choice. In a moment, a thought about where we're going, where the farm bill is going to help us get someplace that will make your farm more viable. That coming up in a moment here on the American Family Farmer.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
I'm going to share something with you that I am working on my farm. I have 114 acres on the home farm, another 19 or 20 acres that is in proximity to it that I use for grazing, that sort of thing. Most of the land on the farm itself is for grazing purposes for the animals. But I use about 800 acres in and around central Massachusetts to grow hay. I used to grow a lot of corn. I don't so much anymore. But what I am going to start doing as soon as next year is grow hemp. Hemp, by the way, is the unification in the conference committee of dealing with hemp, making it legal everywhere. Mitch McConnell, who's a Republican leader in the Senate, has put his clout behind legalizing hemp as an agricultural commodity. He's leading the effort to remove hemp from the controlled substances list. Marijuana will come off that list as well in the next few years. But right now, hemp is it. It's a very productive, very, very good. It's hard to get the equipment to harvest it and do something with the oil, which is the main component. But there are a lot of other things you can do with it. So what I'm suggesting to you now, this hemp is legal in all 50 states, but they're trying to do other things that will make it easier for farmers to produce and process the hemp. And he's from Kentucky, and there's big business down there. I just talked to a guy yesterday who's growing 6,500 acres of hemp down there. So it is, it's legal. It's important to try to make our farms more viable. And this is what I'm going to do on a lot of the lease land that I have. So maybe I pass it along to you as a suggestion in my comment portion of this program to consider growing hemp. I think you'll find that there's almost an endless market for it. That's what I'm finding. 59 past the hour on the American Family Farmer.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.